This is tape recording number 6208 CO9, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 9th of August, 1962. The title of this lecture is Goals Listing.
Thank you. Well, this is Lecture 2, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, 9 August. What's the year? 8012. All right, thank you. What I'm going to talk to you about is technically just listing. Listing. How to list. In the beginning, there was the model session. Now, what do you do in listing that is different than any other auditing? Well, you prep check the object of and the lines of the auditing command. Every session beginning with a fast check. Got it? And I think if you do that, your number of items that you need to list out a goal will materially diminish. I think you'll find it saves its time over and over and over and over. So let's put in the rudiments, the beginning rudiments, bangy, bangy, bang, and say the PC's goal, and to be a tigeret. In other words, get the middle roots in on it, fast. Get it to firing if we can. Of course, we go just so far, this thing's going to start firing latent, it's going to expire one way or the other. But after all, it is our target. And to run somebody endlessly with his goal suppressed and invalidated and all that sort of thing is liable to require a large number of additional items and all kinds of other things in the session, don't you see? Other things might go wrong. You might even waste a whole session and not even recognize that you have wasted one. All right, now the auditing command, of course, is the who what lines, of which there are four. Now, I'm not going to try to give you a wording of the who what lines and say that will forever and always be true. First, you have finding the goal in 3GA and proving it out. And then you get to listing. And in actual fact, the first step of listing is to find lines that fit the goal. Now, you've got a picture that you must comply with. And the picture is an outflow arrow and an inflow arrow. Arrows pointing at one another. Draw a circle for the PC and then draw a line going out from him and then the arrow ends, and then draw another line extending that one, but its arrow ends are in toward the first arrow. And then you have the retarding arrow of the first line, and then you have the retarding arrow of the second line, and they're just arrows alongside the other two arrows going the opposite direction. In other words, you got four arrows here. One is going out from the PC, and one is going in toward the PC, and then you've got the other pair of arrows further out. First one is in toward the PC, and the other one's out away from the PC. Now, the auditing command that you want simply matches up the four basic flows. Now, you see there could be 16 flows listed. There could be 32 flows listed. There could be 128 flows listed. Don't you see? You could list and list. Oh, wow. But staying with four is the most economical, as far as we know at this particular time. But those four must be meaningful to the PC. They've got to make sense to the PC. Now, we want to know the first line is Who or what would have it? Want it, have it. I don't care which one it is. That's far as the goal is concerned. Then who or what would oppose it? See, that's your outer arrow pointing in toward the first arrow. Who or what would oppose it? Now we've got to have specifically who or what would keep you from performing it or doing it, you see? And then we've got to find out who or what would oppose its being opposed. Now, how you get these words to go together is remarkable and so forth, but they must fire. Now, the goal has a rocket read, and then so must the lines. You've got to have a read on those lines. And the read on these lines must exist not because you've made a mistake on the line. He recognizes you can write the wrong line, and so forth. You know, to date, we have had three people, one of whose clearing was held up, and two that was loused up, right here at St. Hill, because nobody paid enough attention to the wording and value of the wording of lines. So this is not a light subject. This is a very important subject. And it is the auditor's responsibility, not the training director or somebody else's responsibility. This is the auditor's responsibility. Those lines are there, and they've got to fire. In other words, when you read this line, who or what would want to catch catfish? That thing has got a fire on that, not because the goal is on the end, but the line as a major thought has got to fire. That's got to fire. Now, remember that the whole rash of free needles that we got out earlier this summer were all listed on this simplicity. I'll show you how simple it can be. Line one, who or what would want to catch catfish? Let's say this is a goal. Line two, who or what would oppose catching catfish? Line three, who or what would not oppose catching catfish? Line four, who or what would not want to catch catfish? Now, those are the exact lines. The verb form changing on two of the lines to an ing. And look, even though they were reaching madly and having an awful time on line four and scrambling around on it most horribly, they still made it. Now, it was only when on one, and I'm not saying this just to be mean, although the person who is going to hear it in a moment will swear that I said it just to be mean, the introduction of your into the line, unreported by the auditor, into one of the lines, prevented that line from ever going to free needle. Till one day I caught the thing up and found out that this extra word existed in the line, knocked the extra word out, had it prep checked a little bit, and wham, all four lines went to free needle. See? There was one line in there, I've forgotten which line it was, but it was something on the order of who or what would oppose your catching catfish. Not who or what would oppose catching catfish. See? Just the introduction of that your on one of the four lines. See, it wasn't on the other three. And yet this was listed this way by three auditors. See? And the first auditor was completely exonerated on the matter because nobody formulated the lines at that time to amount to anything, and we were just at the beginning of this level, and this auditor put them together as kind of what the PC thought they might be, you see? And there was a your in it. And that prevented those things from going to free needle. So in other words, the wording of the line can prevent or achieve a free needle for that line. It is the wording of the line. Now our more modern version seems to hit people much closer, and we've had at least one goal not go clear on the old four lines, but to be much easier to run, and is running much more easily. And actually on the original four lines, just went up to five as the TA and stuck. Right goal, but it just went up and stuck because these lines were not adequate to describe the situation, you see. And started moving again the moment the wording was changed to these lines, which we're now using. Line one, who or what would want to catch catfish. Line two, who or what would oppose catching catfish. Line three, who or what would retard or pull back opposition to catching catfish. And line four, who or what would pull back, what is it, from catching catfish?
Someone or something.
Oh, someone or something from catching catfish. Now, someone or something could, of course, be on at least two of the lines or on more of the lines. You understand? But there is the pattern which we're using now. It's pull back and pull back, or retard and pull back on lines three and four. But the point is, the line has got to fire. You read the goal, to catch catfish, bang, to catch catfish, bang, to catch catfish, bang. All right. That read transfers over onto all four lines. And it is not true that it transfers onto just three of the lines and the other one isn't hot just now. Okay. It's because that line that is not firing is not quite right. You should be able to put these four lines together and get them all to fire. You say to catch catfish, bang, to catch catfish, bang, to catch catfish, bang. Who or what would want to catch catfish, bang, see? Mm-hmm. They've all got to fire that way. Now, there are various oddball wordings which haven't worked. We run into the problem of the negative goal. Let's take the goal not to talk. Who or what would want not to talk? That's perfectly fine, isn't it? Who or what would oppose not to talk? That's good, isn't it? That's fine. We're just going along fine there. Now let's get to line three on the old wording. Who or what would not oppose not to talk? Double negative. Enterprising auditor, shift the double negative, of course. Change it around so you don't have a double negative. That make it much better. She never goes clear. And line four, who or what would not want not to talk? That's really becoming garbage as far as the auditor can see. Pretty gruesome. But what do you know? Interestingly enough, it's perfectly comprehensible to the PC. Double negative, so what? Doesn't mean anything to the PC. The line means something to the PC, but that it isn't grammatically something or other was not a thing. So that first wording was perfectly okay and was all right to remain just as it was if you had a negative goal. But this wording didn't work. See, double negative, that's all right, doesn't matter. But this wording didn't work. Who or what would want the goal not to talk? Who or what would oppose the goal not to talk? Who or what would not oppose the goal not to talk? For some cockeyed reason, it ceases to make sense very soon. See? The goal, the goal, the goal. Makes it grammatical, but apparently makes it unworkable. Now we'll get another one. Let's take the ing out of it. Who or what would oppose catching catfish? See? Who or what would oppose the goal to catch catfish? Now, this one's important for you to know about because PCs will try to steer you into it. It hasn't the least bearing on the situation. It doesn't go clear. Apparently, this one lays an egg, but a PC tells you that's real hot. A PC will tell you that's real good. And apparently, it is for the birds. See the difference? It's a different meaning. Who or what would oppose the goal to catch catfish, of course, it's just dandy. That sounds good, doesn't it? Well, it isn't the same meaning that you want on your list line. We don't care about opposing the goal. To hell with the goal. Why keep it in that realm? We want to know who would oppose catching catfish, not oppose the goal to catch catfish. It's who or what would oppose catching catfish that clears the PC. See, that's the opposition. It's the opposition to action. Because remember, these are flow lines. When anybody tries to steer you away from a wording which you think is proper and so forth in arguing it out with a PC or figuring it out yourself or something, just remember this. These are actions. These are actions. Now, of course, we get want the goal. That's a kind of an inflow, isn't it? And that has always kind of loused me up. I don't know quite why an inflow word like want works as an outflow action of the goal. But it apparently keeps the goal in the item's head that has got it. Okay? But have, as far as I know, although I don't have too much data on this, have apparently works equally well. Apparently. But it's what fires that counts. But what fires has got to be actions of the goal. It's got to be action. Because you're listing flow lines. So this would be dead wrong. Who or what would oppose people who had the goal to catch catfish? That's dead wrong. You want to know who or what would oppose people? Well, that's not the goal. All right, let's go a little bit further afield here. It's after all catfish, isn't it? All right, so who or what would oppose catfish? You're practically listing two lines at once. That's what messes up there. Because anybody who's trying to catch catfish is opposing catfish too. And anybody who's opposing catfish is also opposing catfish. And you've got no opposition any place. So you might as well just do the one line for the two, don't you think? And there we come into the liability of listing lines. Now, believe me, this is quite a problem. Because you're liable to make this horrible mistake. Unless forewarned. The PC is given four commands, but actually only lists three lines. Now look at the mess this gets him into. He lists twice as many items on one line, and he lists no items on another line, and an equal number on the remaining two lines. In other words, he overlists one line and doesn't list another line at all, and the PC is going to go around the bend. He's really going to get cooked with this one. Next thing you know, your tone arm is stuck, you'll be saying it's the wrong goal, and everything is all upset. Well, the PC, through his own interpretation, can do this just fine. So the best way to handle this is have PCs draw you pictures. Now, you want to draw the PC a picture, the one I just gave you, and present this as a problem to the PC. Now, how are you going to word this thing? Of course, you're going to word this thing with current wording. If absolutely impossible, you're going to change it. But you're going to try to word it with current wording. But you want to show the PC this thing. There's this arrow that comes in toward him. This arrow goes out the faces of the other arrow. And then this arrow that pulls back. And then this arrow that goes out parallel to the other one. You want to show him those four arrows. And you're going to say, that's oppose. That's opposed doing your goal. And this is doing your goal, see, and this is keeping you from doing your goal, don't you see, and that's retarding the other from being opposed, but at the same time, we don't want this fourth line here to be the second line up here. You see how that could be? See, who would oppose you doing your goal, and who would not want you to do your goal? Ooh, those things are getting awful ghostly close together, aren't they? You got to have wording here that means these four flows with regard to the action of this goal. Now, goals are action situations. Even being a hound dog as a goal, to be a hound dog, see, requires an action. The action is at least to be. That's not much action, but it's still enough action to be action, and it causes a flow. You say, who would want to be a hound dog? And of course, now you got it pretty well made. Of course, there's some action a little bit added in there. And not want to be a hound dog. Yeah. You could get these things, you see, but they're still actions. Oppose being a hound dog, that's guaranteeing action, you see. And retard opposition to being a hound dog. These are very hard for PCs to wrap their wits around very often. particularly when they're lying at the bottom of the GPM. There they lie. Nobody has disturbed them on this subject for millennia, you see, or trillennia. Nobody's even breathed it at them or mentioned it to them, and you all of a sudden come along and propound the philosophic principle whether or not they're going to oppose or not oppose being a hound dog, you know. They've just never considered it. They'll be in this kind of a state. They know that everybody opposes being a hound dog. And that is the truth. That isn't a fact, that's the truth. The truth of life. Life opposes being a hound dog. Now you introduce a brand new idea. You say, who would want to be a hound dog? Want to be a hound dog? Good heavens, nobody's thought of that, you see. Well, factually, they haven't thought of it for ages. See? And these other actions, the other three actions, so they very readily steer themselves over onto one groove they possibly can. It'll be the flow they happen to be stuck on at the moment you get them to figure it out. So their advice is worse than useless. But you want to find out whether or not they can answer it. That's what you want to know. That's why you consult them. You don't take their wording, but you want to find out if they can answer it. And then you juggle the wording around or do anything you have to do with the wording so that you can clear, you know, invalidation, mistake, wrong word, anything like that that you want to clear on this thing. And after this line is cleaned up with a fast check on the mid-roots, like to be a tiger drill, after this line is cleaned up, you say that line and you get pow, you get a read. You say the line, you get a read. You say the line, you get a read. Dandy. Here we go. That's fine. See? Now you want to get the next one so that when you say that line, you get a read. Say that line, get a read. Prep check it out. In other words, you mid-rood the thing. You see, you get those mid-roods in on the line and then test it. You'd be surprised how busy they are sometimes in invalidating lines and all that straightened out. So frankly, I've opened up a subject to you you possibly haven't looked at very intimately, and that is the wording of a line to be listed. But that, second to the goal, is the most important source from which all clearing flows, is that line. And now keeping an even balance amongst those lines as they list. All right, now so much for this wording of the line. Your next step is to make sure that as you list in model session, your rudiments are in without antagonizing the PC unduly, because you see you can put the rudiments in so often that it amounts to no auditing, and then the rudiments go out, see? So your basic action is don't list too long on one line. How long is too long? I'll tell you exactly how long you should list a line. Exactly how long? As long as the flow in that direction persists. Now, how are you going to know that? Well, short of an oscilloscope, you're not. An oscilloscope will show you the flow line. So you just pays your money and you takes your chance. But I'll give you an indicator. This would be slightly overlisting a line, but would be safe. That's a slightly overlisting the line by an item or two, but it's very safe. As soon as the PC says, change your lines. Go to the next line. Why? You've hit the null point. You see, don't be under the delusion that the PC is thinking up these items. Don't make that mistake. He thinks he's thinking. He thinks he's talking. He thinks it's all going off, but actually he's just a wound-up doll. He's just firing off. He couldn't help it. He practically couldn't help but give you the items because they're being dealt, because they're stacked in the GPM in that way. He doesn't think of any of them. Now, if a PC is groping for the right wording, you've overlisted. tremendously large. Oh man, you overlisted a long way back. You should have quit. See? Now that item will spew onto the paper, bang, just without any trouble from the PC. And long times in listing sessions without many items coming onto the page is all caused by the auditor not judging the flows right. Com lag of the PC eats up session. And if you keep the PC out of that com lag, you just list in rotation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and don't let the PC com lag or shut off an automaticity. Isn't that neat? You mustn't shut off a PC's automaticity. He's saying, tiger, water buck, water buffalo, big snakes, pythons, Mindoro, natives, pygmies, Well, the funny part of it is you mustn't have shut him off at water buffalo because it suppressed the next two items. He can't help but say them, don't you see? They're just being dealt off the top of the deck, 1, 2, 3, 4, see? They're just coming right on up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then shift lines. Now, I'll tell you, when you've listed too long, slightly, but not to the other degree, I can't get the right word for it, I don't know what, oh, you're way overdue, man. You missed the 5:15, you missed the 6:20, see, you missed the midnight express. No, here's the one. PC says, no, that's not it. You've gone over. You've gone over right now. He's invalidating the item he is giving you. Why is he invalidating the item he has given you? Because the other flow line is now meeting the direction of his attention and is overwhelming his attention so that any item he thinks up is, of course, being overwhelmed by the other flow line coming to him. Just like that. It's very neat. And you just listen to him as he goes along on listing and he says, a water buffalo, a tiger, a Mindoro native, a pygmy, a python, a deer. No, no, that's not it. A buck deer. Let's see now. Well, I can't really think of the name of the thing. It's a certain kind of a deer they have down in Mindoro, a dak, or, oh man, you missed the 6:15, the 8:30, the 10:20, they've all gone by. That's the whole gamut. You have run the lot now, see. Your first indicator was, out of courtesy, you could let him give it to you. He'll say a buck, and you say, all right, thank you very much, thank you so much. Now, all right, we're going to start the next line, and here we go. We've shifted gears, and we're now listing on something else. That's really the way to get away from the pin fast, and your PC doesn't get suppressions, and you don't have to put in the mid-roods all the time, all that sort of thing. Just catch it on that first, and it's just handed to you on a silver platter. He tells you, this line has run as far as it's going to go and is now in an eddy area and is about to turn around and go the opposite direction. That's what he tells you with that awe. With the invalidation, he tells you it has already turned around and is going in the opposite direction, and anything I think of is being overwhelmed and invalidated by the line which is now coming the other way. See? And when he can't think of it at all, he's just totally overwhelmed. Now the line is really racing at him. But similarly, let me make this point again, it is a high crime to shut off an automaticity because he won't be able to get it again. This thing is firing off and you put a suppression right on the middle of the thing. He's going to tell you all of a sudden 30 items. Brrr, and you say, well, that's enough. He said, brrr, brrr, brrr. And you put in the mid-roots at that point, you find it was all suppressed. The PC feels kind of loused up. He feels kind of betrayed and so on. So there are the basic tricks of listening. One, at the beginning of the session, get in your rudiments. Two, get your goal fast-checked. Three, now there's two ways you could go about this. One is simply to fast-check the first line you do. And then when you get to the next line, give it a fast check. When you get to the next line, give it a fast check. First time you ask it, you see. You get to the next fourth line, give it a fast check, and then don't check them anymore. Just see if it fires. That's the only thing you want. It's very fast. See? That could be done that way. Or you could take all five of these things, the goal and the lines, and just read them all off to see if they all fire, see if there are any suppressions on them, you know, and clean them up, bang, bang, get them all fired, bong. And then go on to your session. Two ways you can go about this. Find out which one is best for you. Now, you center his attention on the lines, of course, too solidly in prep checking the things, and he'll start giving you answers, and you're already in session, so that has some liability connected with it. Now, your next action is to get the PC to list the first line down to a point where he says, and a, let me see. Let him see, by all means. But if he sees for more than a few seconds, you say, well, all right, that's fine. We'll get that one the next time we come around. Now let's start on this next line. So let's not leave him in thin air. And just list to the comm lag. Go straight along down the line. List to the comm lag. List to the comm lag. List to the comm lag. Now you're going to get in trouble sooner or later because your lines are going to get ragged if you list to the comm lag. And that's liable to upset you. So you take one of those times when he's feeling very, very easy and catch up a few items. And it's a nice balance, which you do. But if it's straining him to think of any more items just to make you catch up, you abandon catching up. You got it? Because it's not a quantitative process after all. It's the amount of flow. See, it's the amount of flow that we're interested in, not the number of items. A number of items is merely an approximation of keeping them level. That is a sloppy index of how much flow has been gotten off any one of these lines. As far as checking the mid-roots is concerned, every time you turn around, you won't have to do it if you list this way, which makes for very fast listing. But if you make yourself a bunch of mistakes, this is really when to use the mid-roots, a fast check of the mid-roots, not a repetitive check. If you make a big mistake, and this PC is going, brrr, and you say, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, yeah, thank you, yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, I got that. Now, is there any other item that a person or being there that would want to catch catfish? And the PC sitting there looking blanched, you know. He's been struck dead. He's halfway through an automaticity and he can't get it out. Or actually recognize what's happened to him. You've suppressed 30 or 40 items just like that. Bang. You didn't quite see what you were doing, you know. You didn't realize he was running off an automaticity and it was just tearing right on down the line. And you all of a sudden gave him a nice tone 40 acknowledgement, see? Brought him into present time, put him into the session, crash, you see, all that sort of thing. And you just smell the rubber burning. You make a goof like that, don't let him yap or get upset about it. Just get in your mid-roots.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.